First of all, we are expected to live a lot longer than we did just as simple as 10 years ago. Age is a risk factor for developing Alzheimer's. If you live long enough, the chances of a person developing Alzheimer's increases. As a matter of fact, one in two people over the age of 80 have Alzheimer's dementia.
Whether they know it or not?
Yes,
or
whether it is in the very early stages and the very late stages.
What, are they not getting diagnosed? Are people not noticing the signs? Are they writing it off to, well, this comes along with old age and...
A little bit of everything you've said. The people we know that are 85 years or 80 years and older, if they are out and about in the community and are functioning and are independent, most likely they're the one out of the one in two that does not have the disease. If they are 80 years and above and they are needing extensive amounts of help or are in a facility, most likely they will have some form of disability, whether it's functional, whether it's cognitive, or both.
If this tripling rate happens, is the U.S., are caregivers prepared for this?
We're not even prepared for what we have now. It already costs billions and billions of dollars every year just for caregiver loss of productivity, medications, use of hospital resources, time, all these things related to the disease. I'm talking about billions, and we're just at a third.
What would it take to turn that around?
Finding a cure. I mean, finding a treatment and having a good social system to support the increasing numbers. Japan has a pretty unique social system. You know, once you're in your teens, you're responsible for an elderly person. And you're responsible for them until they pass on. When that teenager becomes elderly, they'll have someone in the community assigned to care of them.
But in the U.S., those kind of social systems aren't in place, or there aren't enough?
There aren't enough caregivers.
Be they professional caregivers or caregivers within the family? Or
even within the family. The majority of us work. We work long hours. To hire a caregiver is pricey.
Super expensive.
Very, very expensive. It's a lot of stress on the family members.
That said, how should or can someone prepare for the possibility of Alzheimer's?
First, long-term care insurance. Long-term care insurance basically says, I want to be taken care of in my older years. I want to have enough money, enough resources where I could hire part-time or full-time caregivers where I could stay in my home. The second thing is having a living will and advanced planning, seeing elder law attorneys to kind of see, you know, where you are financially, you know, what changes do you need to make to be able to support yourself financially. I don't doubt that retirement age will be pushed further and further down to where it might be 75 or even beyond that, simply because we're living that much longer. So a lot of financial, psychosocial plans, you know, we need to know, where are we going to go if something like this happens? We need to let family members know.
So you really have to think ahead to what might happen.
Absolutely.
Even if you're in perfect health now.
Yes, there's a familial type of Alzheimer's which hits people between 10 and 15 years earlier than the typical Alzheimer's disease. I mean, it happens in people that are in their 50s. So you never know. It's always good to be prepared.